Our next story also involves a sort of reinvention. Back in the 1970s, American fish farmers in the South imported different varieties of Asian carp to help clean their commercial ponds. But the carp got out and started breeding. Next, they headed north, wrecking river and lake ecosystems along the way. Now, fishermen and government officials are trying to keep Asian carp out of the Great Lakes. One possible solution, a multi-billion-dollar electronic barrier. But there's at least one other way to tackle the Asian carp invasion, as the world's Clark Boyd found out.
You want evidence that America's got an overabundance of Asian carp? Well, just go to YouTube and search for Asian carp videos. One of the first you'll find is a couple of guys in a boat speeding along an Indiana river. And dozens of Asian carp, agitated by the motor, jump out of the water, and some even land in the boat.
Oh, God! He almost hit me. Did you see that?
And then the cameraman gets a bright idea.
Hey, let's take one and eat it.
Yeah, eating carp. Now, I grew up in Indiana, so I know a thing or two about carp. My grandfather called them ugly, nasty bottom feeders. And if you caught one, you threw it back in disgust.
It's kind of a hard sell, carp is. People make the face, you know, when we when we offer it to them.
That's Dirk Fusick, who owns and runs Dirk's Fish and Gourmet Shop in downtown Chicago, a shop for the sophisticated palate, as the website says. Suffice it to say, he knows a heck of a lot more about fish than I do.
I always tell people I was born a Pisces, so I guess it was inevitable that I would be a fishmonger. So I started 57 years ago.
Fusick's also a fisherman, and he's been watching as the Asian carp makes its way, threateningly, toward the Great Lakes. He says the multi-billion-dollar electronic fence might help keep them out for a while, but he thinks they'll get in eventually.
The average person can't really do much about it, but they could eat it. I mean, if it became readily available in, I envision it, you know, burgers, six-pack of burgers at the grocery store in the freezer section, like you see veggie burgers or chicken burgers.
Yep, burgers made from Asian carp. Stop making that face.
People think of carp as the German carp, the yellow carp that came over with the European settlers, you know, way back when. And it's that fish is a bottom feeder, and so it's a totally different carp, and it tends to be kind of muddy. It's a dark-fleshed meat, and it's very strong in flavor and very bony also, and when you mention a carp, that's what people think of. These carp are actually plankton feeders, so the meat is white, so you get a fillet, skinless fillet. I mean, it looks similar to a piece of cod at first glance.
Ah, but you see, it's full of bones. Fusick says that you can try to debone an Asian carp, but you'll be left with a pile of meat that looks less than appetizing.
So we found that by grinding it, actually, our grinder doesn't grind all the bones through. It captures the major bones, so most of the meat that comes out is totally boneless with very few ground bones in it. But once you've taken that ground meat and you got a bowl of it there, I mean, it's similar to burger meat, you know, hamburger meat.
So when life hands you ground carp meat...
We do different kinds of burgers. We've done... Asian style, like teriyaki type burgers. We've done spicy burgers. We've done a cambazola stuffed carp burgers with spicy mayo and arugula. So there's a lot of different ways to sell it.
He's also done carp hot dogs. They kind of look like bratwurst. And carp tacos. And Italian wedding soup with carp meatballs.
And if you were to take tilapia, which everybody knows about and likes tilapia, and you were to take the carp, grind them side by side, and do a blind taste test, carp would win. Carp's much tastier.
And cheaper, Fusick says. He sells ground carp meat for about $6 a pound, and it could be even cheaper if demand increased. See, the supply is not a problem. Asian carp have done well in many American rivers and lakes. Too well. But to get fishermen to fish for Asian carp, you've got to show them people want to eat it. And to get people to eat it, well, that's the PR challenge. I asked Fusick if a sexier name would help.
Kentucky tuna, Shanghai bass. I mean, there's a lot of different names for it. But I truly believe in selling the fish for what it is and just, you know, it has to stand on its own merits. You know, they taste so good on their own that you don't really need to disguise them, I don't think.
So if you're in Chicago this summer, stop by Fusick's shop on the weekends. He'll be outside grilling carp burgers and offering you a taste. And again, stop making that face. For the world, I'm Clark Boyd.
Or you can try making them yourself at home. We've got a recipe for Asian carp burgers at PRI.org.